This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Welcome to CBS Audio's Eye on Veterans. I'm your host, Phil Briggs. I'm a Navy veteran, and every week I get a chance to look at the issues of the day through the eyes of my fellow military vets. My goal every week is simple: bring you something informative and something that will inspire the hell out of you. This is the news and stories about the veteran lifestyle. This is Eye on Veterans. For years, this show has been made possible by our friends at University of Maryland Global Campus. And for many years, it's UMGC that's been a key part of military veterans' lives, helping them find their path to the private sector by delivering the education they need to succeed. This coming Thursday, May 13th, UMGC will host the Virtual Military and Veteran Appreciation Fair. Now, it's open to all service members, veterans, and their families. So on the show today, we want to look at exactly what some of these organizations are doing for veterans. This hour, we'll hear how Blue Star Families will help veterans and spouses find jobs, and along the way, find some fun for the whole family. We'll hear how the Serving Together Project is helping veterans get all of their life needs met in a remarkable way. And from Uber, we'll meet a combat veteran, now corporate executive, that's looking to bring on his fellow veterans into their corporate culture and revolutionize the transportation sector. Now we'll start this hour off with one of the most important things you can do when you leave the military, and that's get a new job. And David Muir Jr. is an Army veteran, but also Senior Vice President with the Veteran Staffing Network, an organization associated with Easter Seals of the greater D.C. region. David, how are you, sir?
I'm great. Thanks very much, Phil, for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. I was pleased to know that the guy in charge of Veteran Staffing Initiatives is also a veteran. Maybe not the best of the services, as I'm a Navy veteran, but you were U.S. Army. Tell me a little bit about it, brother.
Yeah, no worries, Phil, and I'll forgive you for being Navy. It's okay. Everybody needs a taxi driver, right? But all kidding aside, I enlisted on my 17th birthday and went as part of the split op program through the Virginia Army National Guard down to Fort Benning and did my basic training, came home, drilled all through my senior year, and then went back down and finished my advanced individual training. And then I served my 6 years as a machine gunner. And then I got out and I was really thinking that my military experience was behind me, and lo and behold, 15, 20 years later, I find myself deep in the transition space, helping support veterans and military spouses, caregivers of wounded warriors, guard reserves, you name it. Anybody who's ever worn a uniform, we're here to help them.
Yeah, amen, brother. And I'm glad that we both speak the same language, too, because like once you have raised your hand and served, it doesn't matter whether war or not, you know, you get it. You get the commitment, you get the sacrifice. And especially you got 11 Bravo roots, right? Machine gunners. Man, so many good veterans out there with that machine gunning background or that infantry background. But when it comes to looking at applying that to the civilian workforce, it is a challenge. So share with me a little bit about what Easter Seals does do for veterans.
Sure. So Easter Seals, more than 100 years of serving the community. We started in Chicago as the Society for Crippled Children, primarily helping kids with disabilities. But the surprising fact is that we've actually been serving the military population since the end of World War II. We're very much a grassroots service organization. Underneath headquarters, there are 74 regional affiliates. Easiest way to think about them, Phil, is almost like a franchise. Because we're grassroots, we meet the needs of the community as an organization. And that's why the Veteran Staffing Network is unique in the Easter Seals world, because we operate nationally outside of an affiliate. And that's based on the transient nature of the people that we support.
Talk to me about the services that the network does provide.
We offer one-on-one career coaching and job search training. We deliver live webinars with our Tuesday Talk series that covers a wide array of topics every month. And then we also have a suite of courses. It's 68 courses in all. Everything from, you know, newly enlisted type stuff like goal setting and dress for success to big picture thinking like, you know, who are you, what skills you have, and what do you want to be when you grow up, to as granular as not having an email address that says, you know, militarystuff@yahoo.com. We really want to help these men and women sharpen their sword and turn them into job hunters. And so that costs money. And we didn't want to go out and seek outside funds and be committed kind of to whatever grants we could receive. We wanted to really earn our own keep. So we adopted the staffing firm model. So the Veteran Staffing Network is actually a social enterprise where we engage the business community like a commercial staffer. And we place veterans and military spouses in jobs with Fortune 500 companies across the country, in a variety of industries, in a variety of roles, in a variety of experience levels. And, we do that through temp to hire, or direct placement contingent recruiting services. And so when we place a veteran or a military spouse and collect the fee from that business, those funds roll into the program, and that's what's paying for us to be able to deliver our social mission of helping our veterans and military spouses get jobs.
And in that, I see kind of a unique difference between Veteran Staffing Network and some other great organizations out there. But it's more than just tips and tricks on how to get a job, how to write a resume. You guys actually have the connections at the industrial level, at the employer level, where you're placing veterans into jobs. Fascinating. Let me ask about what industries you have.
Well, over the last 8 years, we've supported a variety, right? So major hospitality chains have worked with us. Major construction companies have worked with us. We've put a fleet of drivers into a logistics organization called Cyclomedia. They're really incredible. They do ground-level image tracking for municipalities across the country, and they've hired more than 100 veterans from us for projects all across the country. We have worked with government contractors providing IT services and support, network support, even some folks with service clearances, military DOD clearances. Hospitality, I mentioned, call center support, mechanics, you name it, right? Because veterans come in all shapes and sizes, and they need all types of jobs. And, you know, I think that's one of the real benefits, Phil, of our career coaching model. And you talk about that machine gunner, weapons system tech. And you're right, there's not a direct correlation to those jobs here in the civilian workforce. And so what we do is we help them kind of dig into what those skills really are, what skills are transferable, what skills they have that are valuable to the commercial employers, the civilian employment market. And we've seen a number of success stories over the years. As a matter of fact, we've put nearly 2,700 people to work in 37 different states. And that has allowed us to provide career coaching to more than 12,000 people really across the world, because we've even supported some folks who are OCONUS, who are looking for work, military spouses in particular.
I know, you know, a guy in your position has seen a lot of people come and go and has watched, you know, some really incredible things happen in veterans' lives. Share with me maybe just something you recall.
Jen Rios is one of them. Jen was a logistics person in the military. And due to some issues during her service, she did end up coming out with a pretty good disability rating, as well as some traumatic brain injury. And Jen got into the workforce for a little bit, but was really struggling. And then she ended up having to go and have some surgery at the VA, which put her down for a while, and she ended up losing her job. She was unemployed for about 15 months. She was coming up on facing homelessness, as a matter of fact. Her car was about to be repossessed, and we got a hold of her and really helped her not only share her value statement to the market, but also act as a bit of a cheerleader and help her realize that she is valuable to the workforce. Proud to say that we put her to work with an IT company that provides secondary education, and she has thrived there. She's been there for about 3.5-4 years coming up now, been promoted a couple of times. So I love that we were able to help her and probably a good military spouse story is Renee Ruggles, who I had the pleasure of supporting directly. Renee was a Coast Guard spouse who lived in five different duty stations over the course of her former husband's tenure, which is kind of unusual in the Coast Guard world. And then when he got out of service, they separated. And, you know, she had had odd jobs at all of her different duty stations, did a lot with community organization and photography and things like that, putting newsletters together. And she was really lost. And she went to go and seek employment services. But at that time, Coast Guard folks were not able to access the Department of Labor's Transition Assistance Program because instead of them being DOD, they fell under DHS. And really, really tough for Renee. She didn't know what she was going to do. And then we met her and worked with her for about 5 months or so. And she ended up becoming a freelance journalist and started working for a number of publications, kind of doing what she loved to do. And I haven't spoken with her in many years, but I know she was thrilled to make that transition. And she, you know, she accredited the VSN for providing her a lot of not only support in what she was looking to go and do, but also, again, that emotional tie to help her realize that she's valuable to employers.
And it's those kinds of stories we love to hear. I personally love to hear about that. It's just amazing what is out there. And I think there's so many veterans that are going through the transition thing and they don't quite see the possibilities. And there's a huge road right ahead of them with all kinds of options. And I'm glad to see you guys making those options happen. Quickly, it just kind of came to mind while we were talking. Can somebody that's been out for 5 or 10 years use your services?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anybody who's ever served can use our services, and anybody who's supported someone serving, right? So it might be the case of a military spouse who then parts ways with the military spouse or with the service member and has been out for a while. If they self-identify as a military spouse during any time, we're there to help her or him because it is a family job. Whether we want to admit it or not, it's definitely a family job.
Amen. Just, you know, asking for a friend, but I know a journalist who hosts a podcast for CBS News might be interested in talking to you after we get off the phone. But yeah, we'll save that for another time. Well, the work you do is commendable. I can't thank you enough. Where do I find out more information about the Veterans Staffing Network through Easter Seals?
Sure. Well, you can find us at vsnusa.org. And you'll be able to find us there. There's a link for job seekers to go ahead and send us their resume and register for our e-learning portal. Our events are listed for the Tuesday talks there. And if there's an employer listening, if you do work with staffing services, we would love the chance to compete for that business, right? So there's a tab there for employers to kind of talk about the various skill sets and industries that we support. And there's a way for them to click and request more information from us.
Right on. Whether you want a job, whether you got a job and you need a vet, just thank you so much for everything you're doing. Easter Seals of the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area and Veterans Staffing Network. David Muir, my fellow Army vet, man, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Appreciate you, Phil. Thanks for what you're doing for our brothers and sisters.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Ion Veterans ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.